Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who keep us fed, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Farmer-led is the operative word, and a tough year for all is a given. We appreciate what you folks do. Let me begin with a reminder that Tuesday, September 10th, beginning at 10 in the morning on the Craig and Jean Staley Farm, located just a little northeast of Mitchell, South Dakota, will be a very beneficial event entitled Grow Your Way to More Carbon. You talk about timely soil health information, this is it. You can pre-register at sdcorn.org, or you can call the South Dakota Corn Director of Sustainability, Jim Ristow, at 730-3474. Matty Rabenhorst is the South Dakota and North Dakota Field Manager for the Soil Health Partnership. Matty and her husband, Bryce, farm northeast of Salem, and like so many others, Maddie and Bryce were able to plant only 240 acres of the 1,300, which comprised 100 acres of corn and 140 acres of beans. In fact, they didn't turn a wheel till the first week of June, then they planted beans in mid to late June, at which time decided it was getting awfully late, so they shut it down and applied for prevent plant coverage. With all this in mind, they decided it was a great opportunity to focus on soil health. Their plan was to plant cover crops like oats, silage, tillage radishes, but Mother Nature had different ideas. The rain kept coming, including an inch too the third week of August, so now they're hoping to get something in the next week or two. If that doesn't work, they're considering shifting some acres to rye just to get something in the field. Maddie tells us there's a big window for rye, which can be planted as late as Thanksgiving. I should add, the Rabenhorst family, like so many of you, are hoping for a late frost. Also, like many of you, they're already thinking about what they're going to do next year. Maddie commented, "This year has not been ideal, but at the same time, it's opening up opportunities moving forward. We're trying to see the positives." Boy, don't you love farm folks. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, I'll tell you what, you folks hang in as best you can, and thanks a million for everything that you do.